Ground ball, first base. Pierce got it. He will run over. He will take the out himself. And I'll be darned. The Orioles have done it. They have done it. It took 17 years. But on this Tuesday night, September 16th, 2014, the Orioles are back in the Eastern Division win column. They are the champions. Champagne for everybody.
Magical night in Baltimore this past September. What a magical season it was for the Baltimore Orioles. And joining us right now, their manager, Buck Showalter. Buck, how are you?
Good. How are you today? I've got our time zones mixed up a little. I'm a little late.
No worries, Buck. You're always on
That's
time.
That's my fault. It's my fault.
No different than a press conference any day. It's always, you never know, hit or miss.
Am I late still?
No. We expect it. 4:05, is on time.
Okay. If you're on, I was told a long time ago by my old farm director, son, if you're on time, you're late.
And Buck, we imagine you have more important things to attend to than dealing with us.
Well, I guess it's all relevant. We all got a job to do, and I happen to kind of enjoy the banter back and forth. You guys, I have a passion for what y'all do, and it's not just baseball. I like talking a lot of other sports. After all, I am a fan of baseball, and not a huge fan of the World Series right now. How about you?
I'm watching in and out. It's somewhat depressing. I'm not going to lie. I'm curious because I'm a huge baseball fan. But I was going to ask you, what's your interest level at this point?
Well, it's more about scouting a little bit. There's a few guys that, could be out there. I just want to have the knowledge, especially anytime I get to watch a chance to watch National League games, because it's a weakness for us that spend a lot of time in the American League, is having knowledge of the other league. But I got to tell you, basically, I'm watching it to help the Orioles. That's about it.
Yeah, I understand that. It is interesting, Buck, to see two wildcard teams get in there, and it speaks to something I've heard you say countless times, that it's really a roll of the dice, and I think most sports are like that. Maybe outside, the NBA, which I don't follow closely enough, it always seems the one or two seed, they always seem to be in the finals. But
yeah.
But with baseball and certainly with football, it's a matter of getting hot, and you can kind of run into something.
Well, that's why we watch the games, because, believe me, I'm in Texas right now. I headed back to Baltimore this week, but it ain't real good right here with the Cowboys last night. But, everybody, the Redskins, it's just, I don't know. It's why we turn on the TV set, and because it's human beings. And it's about, our pitching staff, bullpen stayed pretty consistent the whole year. Our starters got really hot, solid, whatever you want to call them, about the 1st of August. And our guys were able to create some real cushion. And, when someone said that, it's not about the pitching, trust me, it's about the pitching, and that's the separator. That's why San Francisco's sitting there right now, because they got a big horse out there doing what they do this time of year.
And by the way, if they played these games robotically, as you like to point out a lot, where would Mississippi State football be at this moment if, they just let the games play out?
Well, I knew where they were going to be. We knew that all along, Brett, right? They'd be right where they're supposed to be. No, as they get more into the season, it seems like we seem to get more critical every little thing. I try to stay off that bandwagon, but I'm, graduated from there, proud of them, and there's a lot of steps to be followed, but there's a lot of people that have kind of come out from underneath the haystack, so to speak.
Buck, where will you be watching the game, and how will you be watching the game? 6:15 this Saturday when Mississippi State takes on Arkansas.
Well, I'm going to be we'll be done with the race we're having with the kids' piece that morning, and sometime along the way, we'll take an old man nap, in the afternoon so we can get ready for the game. And I turn the sound off, and I watch the game in total darkness.
Do you really? I know you don't always like having the commentary on the background, but do you really turn it off completely, the play-by-play and the color commentating?
As much as I can, especially if I see who the announcers are. They're very regionally biased. How's that?
That is fair. I can only imagine what it's going to be like in a few weeks in Tuscaloosa. And please, please, I'm rooting for the Bulldogs to beat Nick Saban and company.
Well, it's tough for me. I grew up an Alabama fan originally with my dad, and then just because of Coach Bryant. And it's going to be tough. Mississippi State's got to head down to Oxford, Mississippi late in the year, too.
Ooh, it's going to be, it's life in the SEC, like life in the American League.
What happened to Maryland last week? I did watch that. I always watched their games. I thought, And that one caught me a little by surprise.
It's life in the Big Ten against the big boys there, and that's going to be an adjustment, Buck, I think, over...
Maryland, this time Maryland, big boy, we can do this. I tell you, I got on my bucket list Army-Navy game, and I'm going this year. I'm really looking forward to that.
Buck, I'll see you there. I've never been before. It's on my bucket list, too, and it comes to Baltimore a lot. In fact, I think it's been played in Baltimore over the entire stretch of the rivalry more than any other city in America,
really?
So it makes a return here. Yep.
Well, yeah, I've got a special, my dad was in the Army, the Big Red One, but I have a little feel with the Navy being so close by, and Dr. Wilkins, our team physician, and that's going to be a tough one for me. I think I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it. Hopefully, tie. How's that?
That sounds good. Buck Showalter is with us, and I do want to get to Kit's piece in a moment. That's the real reason you're here. But I do want to
run.
I am. I always run. And
run or walk?
I'm going to run. My wife, she'll be walking the 5K this year.
Well, who will win?
she still might beat me. I always put in a good time, I finished, your wife beat me in the Marquez 5K, same track a couple months ago, which I was kind of disappointed with.
Don't feel by yourself. When I was playing, I couldn't get her to hardly run with me, and I'll tell you about privately why, but now, she puts me to shame. It's 4 or 5 miles a day. Really?
I
wish I had that much energy.
She was the road runner in the Marquez one. She just smoked me. But I don't feel bad about it because I know how much she runs. I do want to ask you, Buck, about the ovation you got before the Ravens game a couple of weeks ago. I was down the lower bowl. I knew something was up. And the way it kind of happened, your face kind of appears on the Jumbotron. And that was one of the great ovations I've heard in a long time. And I've gotten a lot of tweets when I threw it out there that you were coming on. Just express to Buck our gratitude and appreciation. I certainly felt that a couple Sundays ago.
You know what? I appreciate that, Brett. It choked me up. But I really, if you look at the board and the way they did things, and, hats off for the Ravens. And I know how much our guys pull for them, too. But that was, a kind of a emotional, ovation, whatever you want to call it, for the organization and for the year. I took it for, all the players, obviously, and everybody, and the hard work for, 8 months, and it pulls, it's so abrupt, it still cuts like a knife. And, thinking about that, I stood out there, and just how much the season meant to everybody. It's nothing personal, it was just, I was fortunate, Brady Anderson and I were fortunate to be there, and soak it in, so to speak, and that was pretty special, Brett.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I saw you look away there for a moment. I know you're not one to let your emotions show too publicly there, but that was pretty special. It was exactly what you described.
Well, I get choked up. I'm still fighting being ticked off, okay? Because you grind so hard and have a chance to roll that dice and to be that close. I mean, it'll go down as we lost 4 in a row, but I think we all know how close they all were. And I think my emotion when you hear that is, gosh, I wish we could have kept it going. And, we went a lot longer than other people. We've taken little steps since 2012 and 2014, and I'm hoping that we can take a step next year to the next level. That's what, we're grinding this thing in the off season and trying to make sure. Ownership's been very supportive. We're working on a lot of things that should continue to make us competitive.
Buck, a couple of people wrote in questions to ask you. One is from This Is Birdland on Twitter. Did you have a favorite moment in the 2014 season?
Oh,
was there one specific one?
That's a great question. I got to think about that one. There's a lot of them. Brett, there's some little things that nobody may, when someone kind of gets something you've been waiting for them to get, maybe it's Jonathan Scope with a double play or working on something and it come to fruition, bouncing Dyson off the bag, knowing that he was going to slide a certain way, and we knew we could get an out that way. I don't know. I could go, clinching the division. I mean, that's why you get up in the morning every day in spring training to crack it down. That's what you're thinking about, whether it's just the ovation that, the fans give the team during the introductions, national anthems. I mean, it could be a great national anthem, be a great moment. I got to write that down. Let me think about that.
Can that be a chapter in your book?
Well, yeah, this book's getting pretty large. I need one more chapter, though, Brett. I need one more chapter.
All right. Well, maybe your favorite sports talk show host you've ever been interviewed
by. No, I'm trying to. I'm talking about the big dance and finish it off.
I just hope it's not Francesa as your favorite. All right, Kids Peace coming up on Saturday. It's one of our all-time favorite events. We get behind a lot of great causes here at WBAL. This is probably my number one overall because of the great turnout, the Show Walters and everything they've done inside the community, the fifth annual Kids Peace Trick or Trot 5K and 1 mile walk. Again, coming up Saturday, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. I have a feeling it's going to be a gigantic crowd. You can also come by Friday. This Friday, I'll be there. Buck, of course, and the Show Walters will be there at Twisted Pizza Kitchen and Pub. That's at 8712 Lock Raven Boulevard. Never been there. Hear great things. And that's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. coming up on Friday.
But, you know, I did what really hit me. You know, Angela kind of runs fun on a lot of this during the season for me is how much costs, you know, putting on security and what have you. As you well know, that, and One Main Financial has been there for us in thick and thin. You know, I know now that I've been around some of these races, how big a deal the T-shirt quality is, and Under Armour has really stepped forward for us. But One Main Financial has really been there for us through all the challenges. So, you know, we started out this thing, Brett, with 50. I think somewhere on there up on up in Canton. And, you know, I think we're close to 700 now so far for this year. And, you know, weather's not going to deter us. You know, I don't care if it's snowing. It's going to be fun. The good thing is we get the end at Camden Yards and the outfield. You know, we take it for granted. That's pretty cool coming around. And I'm looking forward to it. It'll be well organized. They do a great job with it. And the big thing is it benefits when we were trying to pick a charity, it benefits Baltimore, D.C. area, and it impacts so many young kids' lives. We start seeing some of these young people graduate and go to, I know we just had one join the Navy, another one accepted into college. Pretty cool, and it's so impactful. And I just appreciate everybody being so supportive with it.
Yeah, no matter what the weather is, we'll be out there. Keith Mills is emceeing it. By the way, that's worth the price of admission, watching Keith Mills host or emcee any event. So you got to come out for that. Kids,
he's pretty good. He's, I know you mean that seriously. He's pretty good.
He's the master. He's my mentor, and he's the master.
He's impressive. He's done this before.
Yes, he has. KidsPeace5K.org. KidsPeace5K.org for all the information you need. Again, Friday at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Twisted Pizza Kitchen and Pub, 8712 Lock Raven Boulevard. And then Saturday, you can sign up day of registration at Oriole Park at Camden Yards for this great event. Buck, thank you so much for your time, as always.
Brett, I appreciate you guys at BAL helping us out, too. By the way, I'm in Texas right now. You know what it's like after getting beat by the Redskins last night?
I can only imagine.
Not good. All right. Y'all take care. Appreciate you having me.
That's Buck Showalter. We'll come back with more.